Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa, of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigwangda Popsenam about the six paths of samsara, part 2. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwangda Popsenam, 12143, September 7, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. While we live in this world, we go according to the path of our karma. So, everyone goes toward a different direction. However, what exists in the other world are the six paths of samsara. This means that those who have made a lot of good karma can firstly go to heaven. At the next level, it is possible to become asuras, which are gods or goddesses. Third is to be born as a human being, and fourth is to be born as an animal. On the fifth path, one becomes a hungry ghost, and the sixth is going to hell. This is the way the six paths of samsara are followed. Of course, those who have attained their self-nature, which is becoming enlightened, do not have to go through the six paths of samsara. They instead go to heaven and relax there. According to their own vows, they are either born again or remain there. When they are born again, they relay the Dharma. The utmost suffering is to be in hell. Next level is that of the hungry ghosts. It is as if they do not know which place to go to, and they always keep lingering in the Saha world, next to the human beings. For this reason, their own direct families can sometimes be uncomfortable. They can bother others, even in the organization or some place with which they are connected. Some hungry ghosts, to illustrate, have some connection with the fortune teller and read the trajectory of people's futures. Also, they can enter the minds of others and tell them what to do. This brings suffering to those who are living. Hence, the fortune tellers use these ancestors to benefit themselves. Guiding the ancestors is actually very important. When the ancestors are comfortable, the ancestors' families can also be comfortable. The final decision is made after 49 days for the ancestors, and so we make a ceremony for the ancestors after the 49 days have elapsed. In order to eliminate the mistakes and negative karma the ancestors have made and to help the ancestors go onto a comfortable path, we perform a ceremony. Hungry ghosts do not wish to be hungry ghosts. At the same time, we wish to take care of hungry ghosts. Thus, during the ancestor ceremonies, we offer many varieties of food to take care of the other ancestors. At the same time, we give ancestors alms so that all other hungry ghosts can be comfortable as well. Hence, when people die, their bodies disappear, but the mind is always infinite. For this reason, they can create either luck or suffering for themselves. Therefore, presently, our thinking, speech, and actions are very important for creating a lot of virtue. At the same time, by taking refuge in the three jewels of Buddha, Absolute Truth, Dharma, and Sangha, and live a correct life, we infinitely save ourselves. Yesterday, those who participated in the ceremony have built up much virtue. This brings out much of a compassionate mind for ourselves. Then this compassionate mind becomes wisdom, allowing us to go on the Eightfold Path. Thank you very much, Jigwangda Popsenam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Dikwang Lepop Sonim. I like to explain to you what is the Eightfold Path. The Eightfold Path is the right view, the right thought, the right speech, the right karma, right life, right practice, right mindfulness, right meditation. Have a nice week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.